Hello, welcome to Justin Yoni Audio. This is Justin and hope I find you well. Today is a very, very interesting day. I've been away from the podcast for, like 2 months now. And because I've been busy writing, I've just published like the last 3 books. And today I'm just going to be discussing one of the books that I wrote. And it's about... It's a series called the Billionaire Playbook, and what we do in this series are focusing on what we can learn. You know, I've been very much big into mentorship, and one of the things I realized that, you know, a lot of the things that we learn, you know, we are learning from not from practitioners, but we're learning from people who got information from other people. You know, we go to school, we go to business school, and we learn from people who don't even practice what they are actually teaching. And they're basically teaching a curriculum that has been around for a long time, and it's based on a world that doesn't exist anymore. So one of the things I've realized is that as I began to study, especially the technology billionaires, because I think what is going on in technology right now and the value that the technology entrepreneurs are creating, as opposed to the bricks and mortar types of entrepreneurs, I think 2021 has been a big eye opener, because that's when we've seen the big jump, you know, in terms of advances in technology and how it's come to compete, and you know, how it's come to destroy certain industries in the offline world. So I think it prompted me to study Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, Larry Page, Google guys, Larry Page, Sergey Brin, Eric Schmidt. So all this change that we're facing prompted me to study the technology billionaires and try and get some principles. There's something that they're doing right. And because right now you realize that you can't just ignore technology anymore. If you're in business, if you even in a career, I think with the coming of artificial intelligence and advances in technology based on that, I think a lot of people haven't woken up to the reality of how advanced technology has become, and you know, how it's really, really coming for white collar jobs. So I mean, it's an area that's of interest to you, that's of interest to me. And so I wrote a book. It's on Amazon. You can go and get it. It's called The Billionaire Playbook. It's on Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk. So it's I put together a lot of the material, and you can get it on Amazon. My name is Justin Yoni, so you can just type in my name and type in the title of the book. And I'm going to leave a link to it at the bottom of the episode. You can go there and get it. But it's going to be really, really interesting. And one of the things we're going to start with Jeff Bezos, and I'm going to start with a quote. One of the things about him which is amazing is how he's built Amazon, is in terms of how he thinks long term. And that's been one of the greatest secrets of his success. And I'm going to read something about his long-term thinking. He says, long-term thinking is a lever. It lets you do things that you could not do or couldn't even conceive of doing if you were thinking short-term. So he says, long-term thinking is a lever. It lets you do things that you could not do, or even things that you couldn't even conceive doing if you were thinking short-term. So I have this project where I'm helping a group of people build a 10,000-year clock. It ticks once a year, it dongs once a century, and it cuckoos out once a millennium. It's a bit of a 500-foot-tall thing inside the mountain right here. Inside one of these mountain ranges, the 10,000-year-old clock is a symbol. And so, I mean... I could have read the rest of the quote, but I'm just going to stop there. One of the secrets of Jeff Bezos is his ability to think long-term, how he's plotted the growth of Amazon, and how he's ignored short-term gains, short-term profit gains for market share. And a lot of people, as I grew up in business and I began to follow international business, always Jeff Bezos, Amazon, was always talking about how it keeps on, you know, it was never profitable. But Jeff Bezos had this long-term thing, and only in the last couple of 3 or 4 years, that's when his strategy has come together, and he has created tremendous value, and he's become the richest man in the world. So, and I've got an audio on Jeff Bezos that I'm going to just, you're going to listen to it, and you're going to just get some value from it. So, there's a lot of things that, you know, this guy is very wise. And the thing is, what you need to understand about all these things that we need to begin to be mentored by people who are achieving extraordinary success. The kind of wealth that they're producing, there is something that they're doing that is right. And a lot of people are glossing over, you know, we, in our day and age, we're so inundated with knowledge that we think we know, we think we study, yet we don't. Yet we're really, you know, because information passes through our feed all the time. You've just got a familiarity of a name, but there's an assumption that you already know, you know, what's going on. You already know the person already, and you're already on the right track, or you're doing something right. Yet if you look at the differences in output, I mean, if you think about how much $1 billion is, and you think about how much $100 billion is, it's an incredible, incredible, incredible amount of wealth. And there must be something in the way that this person thinks that we haven't really caught on to. And that's been my search. How can we get down to the crux of how do they operate their company? Do we have assumptions that we're still operating in the old way? But there's a lot of assumptions that we've built into the way we operate, that when you go behind these technology companies and you see how they keep operating and you see the kind of new management techniques that they're using, it lets you realize that we really need to go deep into studying what they're doing and how we can bring it back to my business, to your career, my career, you know. So that's my bit of encouragement for the day. So enjoy the audio. It's Jeff Bezos. He's in India. And he, you know, the thing I like about Jeff is that he's a good teacher. So he continually speaks about the major themes that he is using in Amazon. And that's how you can be, I mean, he's easy to learn from because he's a naturally good teacher. So enjoy Jeff Bezos.
As a kid, I spent my summers with my grandparents on their ranch in Texas. I helped fix windmills, vaccinate cattle, and do other chores. We also watched soap operas every afternoon, especially Days of Our Lives. My grandparents belonged to a caravan club, a group of Airstream trailer owners who traveled together around the U.S. and Canada. And every few summers, we'd join the caravan. We'd hitch up the Airstream to my grandfather's car, and off we'd go, in a line with 300 other Airstream adventurers. I loved and worshiped my grandparents. And I really looked forward to these trips. On one particular trip, I was about 10 years old. I was rolling around in the big bench seat in the back of the car. My grandfather was driving, and my grandmother had the passenger seat. She smoked throughout these trips, and I hated the smell. At that age, I'd take any excuse to make estimates and do minor arithmetic. I'd calculate our gas mileage, figure out useless statistics on things like grocery spending. I'd been hearing an ad campaign about smoking. I can't remember the details, but basically the ad said, every puff of a cigarette takes some number of minutes off of your life. I think it might have been 2 minutes per puff. At any rate, I decided to do the math for my grandmother. I estimated the number of cigarettes per day, estimated the number of puffs per cigarette, and so on. When I was satisfied that I'd come up with a reasonable number, I poked my head into the front of the car, tapped my grandmother on the shoulder, and proudly proclaimed, "At 2 minutes per puff, you've taken 9 years off of your life." I have a very vivid memory of what happened next, and it was not what I had expected. I expected to be applauded for my cleverness and my arithmetic skills. "Jeff, you're so smart. You had to have made some tricky estimates, figure out the number of minutes in a year, and do some division." That's not what happened. Instead, my grandmother burst into tears. I sat in the back seat, didn't know what to do, while my grandmother was crying. My grandfather, who'd been driving in silence, pulled over onto the shoulder of the highway. He got out of the car and came around and opened my door and waited for me to follow. Was I in trouble? My grandfather was a highly intelligent, quiet man. He had never said a harsh word to me, and maybe this was to be the first time. Or maybe he would ask that I get back in the car and apologize to my grandmother. I had no experience in this realm with my grandparents, and no way to gauge what the consequences might be. We stopped beside the trailer. My grandfather looked at me, and after a bit of silence, he gently and calmly said, "Jeff, one day you'll understand that it's harder to be kind than clever." What I want to talk to you about today is the difference between gifts and choices. Cleverness is a gift. Kindness is a choice. Gifts are easy. They're given, after all. Choices can be hard. You can seduce yourself with your gifts if you're not careful. And if you do, it'll probably be to the detriment of your choices. This is a group with many gifts. I'm sure one of your gifts is the gift of a smart and capable brain. I'm confident that's the case because admission is competitive, and if there weren't some signs that you're clever, the dean of admissions wouldn't have let you in. Your smarts will come in handy because you will travel in a land of marvels. We humans, plodding as we are, will astonish ourselves. We'll invent ways to generate clean energy, and a lot of it. Atom by atom, we'll assemble small machines that can enter cell walls and make repairs. This month comes the extraordinary but inevitable news that we've synthesized life. In the coming years, we'll not only synthesize it, but engineer it to specifications. I believe you'll even see us understand the human brain. Jules Verne, Mark Twain, Galileo, Newton, all the curious from the ages, would have wanted to be alive, most of all, right now. As a civilization, we will have so many gifts, just as you as individuals have so many individual gifts as you sit before me. How will you use these gifts? And will you take pride in your gifts or pride in your choices? I got the idea to start Amazon 16 years ago. I came across the fact that web usage was growing at 2,300% per year, and I'd never seen or heard of anything that grew that fast. And the idea of building an online bookstore with millions of titles, something that simply couldn't exist in the physical world, was very exciting to me. I just turned 30 years old, and I'd been married for a year. I told my wife, Mackenzie, that I wanted to quit my job and go do this crazy thing that probably wouldn't work, since most startups don't, and I wasn't sure what would happen after that. Mackenzie, also a Princeton grad and sitting here in the second row, told me I should go for it. As a young boy, I'd been a garage inventor. I'd invented an automatic gate closer out of cement-filled tires, a solar cooker that didn't work very well out of an umbrella and aluminum foil, baking pan alarms to entrap my siblings. I'd always wanted to be an inventor, and she wanted me to follow my passion. I was working at a financial firm in New York City with a bunch of very smart people, and I had a brilliant boss I much admired. I went to my boss and told him I was going to start a company selling books on the internet. He took me on a long walk in Central Park, listened carefully to me, and finally said, "That sounds like a really good idea, but it would be an even better idea for someone who didn't already have a good job." That logic made some sense to me, and he convinced me to think about it for 48 hours before making a final decision. Seen in that light, it really was a difficult choice, but ultimately, I decided I had to give it a shot. I didn't think I'd regret trying and failing, and I suspected I would always be haunted by a decision to not try at all. After much consideration, I took the less safe path to follow my passion, and I'm proud of that choice. Tomorrow, in a very real sense, your life, the life you author from scratch on your own, begins. How will you use your gifts? What choices will you make? Will inertia be your guide, or will you follow your passions? Will you follow dogma, or will you be original? Will you choose a life of ease, or a life of service and adventure? Will you wilt under criticism, or will you follow your convictions? Will you bluff it out when you're wrong, or will you apologize? Will you guard your heart against rejection, or will you act when you fall in love? Will you play it safe, or will you be a little bit swashbuckling? When it's tough, will you give up, or will you be relentless? Will you be a cynic, or will you be a builder? Will you be clever at the expense of others, or will you be kind? I will hazard a prediction. When you are 80 years old, and in a quiet moment of reflection, narrating for only yourself the most personal version of your life story, the telling that will be most compact and meaningful will be the series of choices you have made. In the end, we are our choices. Build yourself a great story. Thank you and good luck.
Okay, this is the end of the show. It's been a pleasure having you around. Please send me a message on WhatsApp on +27 65 131 9426. So that's my number. Send me a WhatsApp message. Let me know where you're listening from. It's been a pleasure having you. Have a great day. Please hit me up on Facebook. Justin Nguyen is my name. Justin Nyoni Inc. is my company page. LinkedIn, Justin Nyoni. Send me an email, justinnyoni@outlook.com. I'll get back to you. It's been really a pleasure listening, being with you. Send me a message if you can. Would love to hear from you. And so have a good day. Be informed, be blessed, have a great day. Cheers.